Well, g'day legends, it's Jeff Ross here. I'm a proud dad of three amazing boys from the stunning island of Tasmania, Australia. I'm your host of the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show, brought to you in partnership with the Los Angeles Tribune. Hey, our mission's a simple one, to help frustrated online marketers, side gig hustlers like you to break free from the overwhelm, master AI and social selling, and finally build a business that works for you, not the other way around. Hey, but let's face it, building a side gig isn't just about the money. It's about creating the freedom to spend more time with your family, do the work you love to do, and live life on your terms. That's why this show exists. And today, we've got an exciting episode lined up for you. Now, let me introduce you to today's guest. Well, he's no stranger to the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. He was our very first guest when I started back in July. The Laptop Lifestyle Jag kicked off in July. We're going out in December, so I've been going for a few months, and I thought we had to get Austin back. So Austin Armstrong, he's a trailblazer if you've never heard of him before. He loves AI. He breathes AI. He is the CEO and founder of Syllabi, an incredible platform that's changing the game, is disrupting it for content creators. I've been playing around with myself, absolutely geeking out. I'm very excited for the new features that's coming. It's an amazing platform for short form video creators, and that's what Austin is really known for. This produces high quality faceless videos and really leverages the power of AI. Hey, since our last chat, Syllabi has grown heaps and bounds and leaps and forwards. I love the way that Austin's innovating and he's listening to his audience, and he's continually to grow the product and continually to push the boundaries of how AI can transform marketing and content creation. Talk about total disruption. Austin is one of those guys out there who's disrupting the field. So we're going to dive into the evolution of Syllabi, the future of AI and marketing together, how you can start leveraging AI tools to make your business more effective and impactful. So go grab that cup of coffee or your favorite drink, and let's welcome Austin Armstrong back to the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. So Austin, mate, you are our very first guest when we launched, and I'm very honored and very blessed to be able to host that interview. There's been a lot that's happened since then for both of us. You know, what's changed for you? What's the biggest evolution for you personally and for Syllabi?
Jeff, firstly, it's amazing to be back, man. I appreciate the honor of being the very first guest on the show. And here we are 6 months later, I'm back. And it's always fun to just chat with you, man, and see all the cool stuff that
appreciate
you're doing
you.
Online as well. We've been just head down, talking to our users, making Syllabi as good as we possibly can, hyper-focused on our users and making the best video marketing tool on the planet. That is my singular goal. We've rolled out a lot of new features. We've rolled out, just this last week, we rolled out adding motion to faceless videos. So up until this point, you could type in any idea or find an idea, it generates the script, it creates the video. But the video was really just AI-generated imagery that was stitched together with some sort of transition effects and the subtitles and background music and whatnot. A really good product. But we wanted to take it to the next level. And so after generating the image, because AI is getting so powerful, and I try to be cutting edge on everything so that we can outpace every other tool out there, we now have the ability to animate those images, turning them into
cool
movies or moving scenes. You can even upload your own photos in these video sequences and animate them. And so now you can create full movies in Syllabi, essentially, not like a feature-length film or anything like that, but you can create up to 10-minute long videos, short form, horizontal. And it allows, we've really come close to what I originally envisioned it to be, the perfect tool to find topic ideas, to write scripts, to create content however you want, schedule, publish, automate your social media growth. We're there. I mean, we rolled out bulk scheduling as well. So within 10 minutes, you can say, create me up to five videos per day for up to 30 days straight. And it will create, if you max it out, up to 150 videos on any topic that you want. And you can set and forget your calendar so that it publishes once a day, twice a day, up to five times a day, short form or long form content across TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Threads. And
that's pretty
it's
cool.
Been amazing, man. It's a
wow.
blessing. But yeah,
yeah, like what's happened
stuff,
in six
yeah.
months already, and I'm geeking out personally, just a little
yeah.
selfish. I've been waiting for the technology to catch up to be able to turn a caffeinated kangaroo into a motion picture movie. And so I've been watching a few different, you know, ads like that. I put a lot of, you know, tens of thousands of dollars into, you know, making the ads, like the Billie Jean AI ads, right? Like they're pretty cool ads, but I don't have
yeah.
the budget that he has.
Mm-hmm.
But I know now I can use AI, I can come up with a pretty cool script. And now using Syllabi, I can go and create some pretty cool, you know, faceless moving and bring the caffeinated kangaroo to life. And I'm chomping at the bit. I'm really excited about that new feature with Syllabi.
Oh man, yeah. Well, after that just gave me a good idea. We're gonna connect afterwards. I'll make a video for you with the kangaroo.
I've got the script all ready to go. I'm just waiting for the technology to let's
do it. Send it over. I'll make it for you.
Love it. So, mate, Syllabi has made waves in empowering creators to produce faceless videos. I've seen you do a lot of challenges, and you're a servant-hearted leader in that space. You know, how does Syllabi help entrepreneurs, you know, that feel overwhelmed by content creation, you know, or those that struggle with camera shyness? Like, for those who have never heard of Syllabi before, how does it really help, you know, that target audience?
Yeah, so firstly, I've been doing social media marketing for 20 years. I've been doing video marketing professionally for 11 years. My first company was a social media video marketing agency where I worked with service-based businesses to take their expertise online into a format that works on social media to grow an audience, nurture an audience, and actually turn it into leads and sales. And so I took all of that experience and really streamlined it into what is Syllabi. And so if you want to go through a workflow in Syllabi, you can go to the idea discovery area. And we've actually, we have a basically like a keyword research tool where you can search on Google or YouTube or Pinterest, TikTok, you know, all of these platforms, and type in something related to your industry, the service that you offer, or anything related to whatever you do, and it'll show you topics, real topics. These are not AI generated. It'll show you questions that people are searching for with a lot of data behind it. So if you have no idea how, like what topics to create, we've got you covered there. If you do know the topics that you want to create, you can just go into Faceless Video and, or the AI avatars. So we have the, AI avatar technology in there as well. And you can just type a topic in and it'll write the whole script for you and instantly create the whole video. A lot of people just don't want to be on camera for whatever reason. They're self-conscious about it. They just don't feel like it today. Maybe they're in an industry where they're not allowed to. They don't want to be made fun of by their friends and family or... You know, just anything. They don't want they just don't want the fame. They don't want to be recognized.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason is, I mean, these are videos that eliminate every excuse to not just
eliminate the excuses.
Press,
yeah.
Create. Eliminate every excuse. It's so fast. It's so easy. It's streamlined. It's affordable. I made it as cheap as we possibly could. This is a mission driven business for me. I'm not focused on getting rich right now. That's a result of just helping people. Wealth comes from just doing work that you're passionate about and helping a lot of people.
I love that you said that, because our last episode, I actually had Dame Doria Cordova from Money and You. And, two key things that jumped out in that episode were, the reason, the intent, the purpose behind what you're doing for your business. Is it about greed or is it about impact? Is it about wealth? There's a real difference between wealth and greed, right? And then, are you doing it together, like a community village style sort of mentality? And you you're the epitome of that with Syllabi. I love what you're doing in that space, because I can really see the heart and the passion that you have to serve your community. You know, Syllabi is just a tool. It's just a vehicle to help you to live out your calling, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to bring in, we do weekly webinars with, I do a lot of them. I bring in some like guest speaker experts that I've connected with on the speaker circuit, or that I've even hired as coaches, real experts in the TikTok space, in the YouTube space, in the digital marketing space. And these are all free. You don't even need to be a Syllabi subscriber. I just want to teach people what's helped change my life. Whether you associate, you know, you do everything, you don't have to give me a dime. Just listen to what I'm sharing with you, and the experts that I'm bringing you on, the processes and the workflows. Change your life that way. And then if you want to come back, great. But my mission right now is to help 1 million people grow with video on social media. That's what I'm hyper-focused
on. And you can see this straight away. It's not about the sales. It's about the service. It's about providing the value to the community. And that's the big message that I've been drumming home for a while now. And it's so cool that when you start getting into this space, you start connecting like with people like yourself who are on a similar wavelength. And I love the collaborative projects that start to come out from these type of conversations. It's where the real magic happens, right? And like we're all just doing it in our own way, but it's all about how can we help serve the community. Love that.
Absolutely.
So, mate, let's talk about AI for a second. Let's talk about the biggest challenge that I see with AI is, or the biggest scarcity, like the overwhelm that people are afraid of AI, is they're afraid of losing them. You know, they're afraid of losing their authenticity, their voice, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, authenticity meets AI. Like, I think I'm doing it okay, and I'm leveraging it in a space to be able to help me to amplify my voice. But what, you know, let's talk about this for a second. What are some of the concerns that you often hear, whether AI-generated content can stay authentic? You know, how does Syllabi help users strike that balance between efficiency and maintaining a personal connection with their audience?
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a great point and a great question. You know, AI should not be a replacement. It should be an enhancement to what you do, a time-saving tool, a productivity tool to just make you better, make you more creative, help you execute your ideas. You know, I get a lot of negative feedback of, you know, you're just spamming the internet. No, we're helping people get their creative ideas out of their head that were not tech savvy enough to do it prior to this technology, now have no access, no boundaries to not be able to create. There's tools out there, even outside of Syllabi. I was covering a tool called Bolt today that lets you write an entire program based on a prompt. You can say, create me an app to do X, Y, and Z, and it writes the whole thing for you. So there's so many people out there that have creative ideas that they've never been able to execute because they don't have the money, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the time. And now all of those boundaries are being eliminated. Now, specific to Syllabi, everything, every step along the way is customizable. And you can create videos however you want in Syllabi. It's not just press a button, get a video. You can automate a lot of it, but you can fully customize the topics. You can customize the scripts. Use it as a baseline, add your jargon in there, add your two cents, add your expertise, add your own call to actions in there. And then after the videos are actually generated, you have full control over swapping the images out, uploading your own videos in there, making it a creative process for you. I just saw one the other day, a guy did sort of a mixed media video about a band. I'll do a post about it. It was really cool, but the baseline was the faceless videos. He just had the images for some. He added the motion for others. He uploaded some content. It was his AI voice, and it was just this really cool mixture of clips he found online with a subject that he was really passionate about. And it just is so much faster. Like, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you'd have to like learn how to use Adobe Premiere or Final Cut Pro, or, you know, one of these, you know, even CapCut was around, but like one of these advanced editors for a non-tech savvy person, it's very difficult to learn how to use a video editor and pull all of these assets together.
I know
together.
In our own relationship and with my beautiful wife, like she's always left the tech stuff to me. Yeah, she says she's tech inept. But recently, like I see her embracing ChatGPT, for example. And like the voice prompting sort of, you can have a conversation, like I've taught her, you can have a conversation with it. And you just see her starting to shine. Like she's starting to create her own videos now. She's starting to step into her own light. It's like the creative energy has been unlocked. you know, with because of AI. I love it.
Yeah.
And mate, that's what you're doing.
Absolutely.
With,
absolutely.
I love, and, you know, not just Syllabi, AI in general. And I love the way that you're serving in that space. So let's talk about some of the trends and the predictions here for a second. So it's grown a lot in the last, you know, 2 years, 6 months. What do you see as some of the trends that are unfolding, and how do you think they'll impact the way we do business and marketing in the next 5 years?
Yeah, it's evolving so fast. Like, in, there's a couple immediate things to come to mind. You know, like I just mentioned, the company Bolt, there's another tool called V0. There's a couple of these tools that are basically, if you know how to prompt, if you know how to like type in something to ChatGPT, which a lot of people are, that's a baseline entry. Now you can create apps, you can create websites instantly. You can do all sorts of things that were very expensive and difficult to do that you couldn't do before. And so now we're going to see so many new ideas come to the market, and it's gonna, like, things are gonna get saturated. It's gonna be crazy because with how big this stuff is, and how easy it is to use, and how democratized all of this is becoming, the floodgates are opening. The other trend that I'm really noticing, because I go to a lot of conferences and I go to a lot of like AI thought leader marketing events and meetups and stuff, is agents and the idea of agentic AI. And so this is the next level. Agents are, if you think about it, ChatGPT is a LLM, a large language model. It has this large knowledge base. An agent connects that knowledge base to an action or another automation. So up until, you know, recently, going to ChatGPT as an example, or a writer tool, and be like, write me a blog article on X, Y, and Z, right? You prompt it better than that, but as an example, right? But then you have to copy the text, and you have to paste it on your website and optimize the header tags and all of this stuff. Now, an agent can do all of that for you. It can create the blog article, it can publish the article on your website, optimize everything, and it can submit it to Google Search Console so that it gets indexed. Everything. So the whole A to Z action is actually being implemented. Now, one other thing that I'll say from a negative trend that I'm seeing that I really don't like is AI UGC. So I pay very close attention to the avatar space because we have avatar technology, and I want to see where these trends are going. There's a couple startup. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but I think this is not only unethical, it's literally illegal in the United States as a clear FTC guideline violation. Literally illegal. But you can have an AI avatar make a product review of your tool, and it looks like it's from an influencer in a car, you know, drinking a cup of tea or whatever. And they're like, this book that I just read was absolutely amazing, or this
that's
service
taken,
is absolutely amazing.
Deep fake
check
conversation
this out
to a whole nother level, right?
100%. It's highly unethical. I think it's unmoral. It's literally illegal in the United States. But I see ads for this stuff all the time. I'm like, this is those companies are going to get shut down, and your company could get fined for doing
it's misleading.
That because
it's
very
it's
misleading. It's false advertising. Yeah, it's misinformation. So I hate that AI trend.
Yeah,
it's coming.
No,
out.
I've seen a few of those things too, and I've been scratching my head and going, how are they actually getting away with that? But they are, because the laws aren't necessarily catching up with it, are they?
It's wild. Yeah. There's no regulation. It's the Wild West, so people are getting away with it while they can. There's going to be, you know, I think 2025 is going to be the year
totally
of fines. I think companies are going to get.
So being a bit selfish here for a second,
it's gonna be
man,
crazy.
Like, let's say you were mentoring me or coaching me. Like, I know you've been following my journey for a little while now. What advice or tips would you have to help me to stay unique, stay fresh, you know, stay up to speed, and, you know, keep serving the community? Like, we're, you know, really specializing in helping social selling and AI mastery for network marketers. What advice would you have for someone like myself?
Yeah, you're doing a great job, right? Like, keep jumping into the communities online. I know you're pretty far out there in the world, but if you can do the travel, start going to conferences. There's more and more AI conferences coming up. Mm. I'm starting one next year, AIMarketingWorld.co. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas.
What
would love to have you
sure
there,
I'm
brother,
there.
If you can sneak up. That's going to be in, it's going to be early October of next year. All right. I'll let you know when the date's actually finalized. But start going to these conversations. Mm. Start going to meetup groups. Be in the conversation. Listen to podcasts. There's all of these AI podcasts that are coming out. Subscribe to newsletters. Superhuman is one that I really love. If you go on like Beehive, which is an amazing content creator focused newsletter platform. There's so many, you can find so many newsletters on there about AI and updates. Follow social media influencers that are talking about AI, and then actually execute and implement, test different things. If you hear about a new tool that interests you, don't be afraid to buy a month, spend the $20 and just, test it for a month. You don't have to continue with it. But if it's really unique and it would be helpful for you, just jump in and test some of these things.
Tips, so, and thank you. And I'll definitely take a lot of those in action myself. But if you're listening here, these tips are for you too, right? I'm just in the driver's seat here at the moment, but really this is for the audience. And so take these tips, be a sponge, go and apply, go and experiment and have fun with it. That's all I'm doing. That's all really Austin's been doing. And we've just been doing it for a little while now and been able to carve a pathway out. And that's the encouragement for you. So Austin, final question, mate, as someone who's been on the cutting edge and AI in the marketing space, what's some advice, one piece of advice you'd give our listeners to help them stay ahead of this rapid changing landscape?
Well, don't get overwhelmed. I think is the first thing, because I can't even keep up.
I know, right?
And
this
I'm in it.
Intense.
And I'm sharing the It's intense. It's a tidal wave of new ideas and new content and new startups. Just do the best that you can. That's the thing. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't burn out. Don't compare yourself to others. Just go at your own pace.
Yeah.
Learn and apply. Just go through that cycle and stick with it. All things considered, it's early. We are ChatGPT just hit a 2-year anniversary, since it's launched. That's so early, in the grand scheme of things. All in, I mean, the internet's not even that old, so if we commonly see ourselves in these echo chambers of thinking that we're behind, but in the sake of humanity, we're not. It just seems like we're not behind because you compare yourself to me, that it's literally my job to stay on top of these tools.
And I love you mentioning that term, the echo chamber, because that's really what it is. And that's what social media has created for us, is that echo chamber. And so we only get bombarded with the information from our social network. But outside of that, I've had conversations in our church and people, they scratch their head and they just, Jeff, I don't know what you're doing. I don't even know what you're talking about. It's just foreign language. But the thing is, that's the majority of people, not just our little niche, if you will, sort of thing. So it's beautiful to be a part of this cutting edge family. And I really see it as an aspiring emerging family, because I look back even when Facebook and social media really launched back in 2009, 2007. And there you have experts like Amy Porterfield and Mari Smith and all of those. That's what's exciting here for us here in this space.
Oh, I love Mari.
Is we have the ability to go and create that sort of authority in the next 5-10 years. And because that's all they did, right? It was the right timing in the right place and just being able to show up. There is no such thing as an overnight success story. But I feel like AI is helping us to shorten that journey and helping us to get there faster. And for those of us who go in, experiment, have fun, show up consistently and just have, brand ourselves and serve, very exciting part to be a part of,
Absolutely. Shout out to Mari Smith there. I absolutely love that woman. I've had the pleasure of meeting her a couple times and seeing her speak a couple times at conferences. That's why I love going to conferences. You just meet some absolute legends. She is such a sweetheart. She is the coolest person.
but she's also known as the social media queen for a reason, because she's still doing it even today.
I did a search on, you know, it's funny you bring that up. If you do a Google search for queen of Facebook, so no, right? It's all Mari Smith.
She dominates. But she dominates for a reason. And I think Gary Vaynerchuk's, you know, the same space in this space because of the content that they've put out there. Yeah. You know, 80% of the content's probably not that great compared to 20% of it. So I love what you're doing with Syllabi, and you're helping to eliminate those barriers. And you don't be afraid of putting out content and, you know, spam in the internet. Your listeners, your people who love you will follow you and they will absorb the content.
100%. And the only person that sees every single thing that you post is you.
I remember a sales coach used to say it to me, said, you'll get sick of your own message long before anybody else will. You know, there's new people hearing it every day. So keep going, keep plugging in. Well, mate, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Austin, for coming back onto the show. Your insights and evolution of Syllabi is nothing short of being very exciting and very inspiring. Loving what you're doing there. How could our audience and our listeners connect with you?
Yeah, well, thank you so much again, man. It's always a fun conversation. If you wanted to check out Syllabi, I'm sure there'll be a note in the description or whatnot, but it's syllaby.io, syllabi.io. My personal website is austinarmstrong.ai. I'm very available and easy to contact and get a hold of. I'm active on every social media platform. I am the nerdy AI with glasses, Austin Armstrong. I am not the defensive lineman football coach, Austin Armstrong, nor am I the Christian relationship influencer out of Los Angeles, Austin Armstrong.
The
I
am nerdy the, AI
the nerdy
one.
glass.
It's like I'm not the Jeff Ross, the Canadian roaster, right? I'm the Aussie Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Well, legends, thank you very much for tuning in and listening. If you found today's session with Austin valuable, please share it with your friends. If you'd love to subscribe to the podcast, I encourage you to do that too. We're hosted on the LA Tribune as partners with them. Drop us a comment. What was your favorite takeaway? And here's my challenge for you. What's one action that you can take today to start leveraging AI in your business? My encouragement for you is click on the link here in our show notes and go check out Syllabi. They've got an amazing offer going there at the moment. I'm going to be guilty. I'm going to put my affiliate link in there and get credit for that. No diss. That's what we teach, right? So don't let this just be another inspiring conversation. So go take action, have fun, be empowered, be inspired, unleash that creative energy and go and explore. Hey guys, thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you on the next episode of the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. Stay inspired, legends, and keep chasing that freedom. Before we wrap up, Austin, just like to do our signature dad joke moment.
I was waiting for it.
I've got a bit of a dad joke for you. Let me just think of which one's probably relevant for right now. This is one of my boys' golden oldie favorite ones. And I remember when he was about 7 and he was in hysterics on the ground. It's like, yes, I know dad jokes, loves them. It's a really simple one. Hey, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef, of course.
What?
And the follow on is, what do you call a cow with 2 legs? Lean beef.
What?
And for our vegetarian friends, please just know that that's just a bunch of humor. It's just a joke. So don't get too fired up or triggered by it. It's funny. Some joke will trigger somewhere along the line. Well, mate.
I'll save my joke to not trigger those people.
Well, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. As always, thank you very much.
Thanks, brother.